Amen and amen. The Bible says in Psalm 46, verse number 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. In other words, he's just saying, go back and consider and maybe read again. Ponder that you've just read. When he says Selah, you may be seated. May the good Lord add his blessings to the reading of the scripture tonight. Boy, there's a lot of places you could jump off of right there. Those three verses of scripture. And I know we brought and we read the same scripture Sunday night. But God blessed us in our service, didn't he? And I thank the Lord that he blessed in our service. How many glad you're saved tonight?
Amen.
How many know you're saved tonight?
Amen.
I'm glad it's a no-so salvation. Just by the way of introduction tonight, I'm glad. I believe I've been pegged many a time as being a preacher of doom and gloom. Matter of fact, Brother Alan Friedel one time said, Alan preached for Sunday morning, said, he's a mean preacher. Now, he didn't mean that in a negative way, but the fact that I thank God, there's a lot of times you hear me preach more on the gloom end of the things. But I'm glad sometimes God will do give you. And I've often wondered, Lord, why don't you give me more on heaven? But you know, as long as we're in this flesh and as long as we're in this world, we've got a problem. Amen. And we've got a struggle and we've got a fight and we're in the battle. And I tell you, it's hard, Joey, to keep Jeff Duncan where he needs to be in the Lord, let alone, amen, try to be over, amen, a congregation of people. But I thank the Lord that the best thing I ever done was when I gave my heart and life to the Lord. Amen. And when I trusted him as my Savior, that's the best thing that I ever done. And thank God that he's kept me. And thank God that he's with me. I'm glad he never leaves me. I'm glad he never forsake me. The Bible says, I'm glad when I'm in the valley. I'm glad he's the lily of the valley. Amen. I'm glad when I'm down. I'm glad he's the one that can reach down and pick me up. I'm glad when I'm falling and when I'm sinking. I'm like old Peter when he said, Lord, save me. I'm glad, amen, the Lord reached down and grabbed him. And I thank God that, brothers, we got a lot that we can shout about.
Amen.
But we're living in a society, we're living in a world situation that is gloom.
Amen.
We're living in a world situation that's not good. We're living in a world situation that's uncertain. I don't know about you, but have you thought about the world lately? Have you thought about the United States lately? I mean, listen, in the last several years and the economy the way it is, if we worried about it, we'd go crazy. But I'm glad we've got someone we put our trust in. Amen. And I'll get to that in a minute. But we're living in a world of unknown. I know back in when 9/11 happened, back in 2001, you know, they were asking questions and, did it concern anybody? Did anybody? Sure, it concerned you. Amen. When the World Trade Centers, amen, were attacked and sure, and it ought to concern us. A lot of people thought that the end of the world was taking place. I even remember back into, 1991, Desert Storm. I even remember then the church would fill up with people because they thought, matter of fact, I remember the night, amen, that it started. I was at Mount Pleasant Baptist Church, amen, preaching on a Wednesday night, and I'll never forget, they announced it, amen. You remember that, Randy? Nancy, amen, and I was there preaching the gospel, amen. I'll never forget where I was at. I'm talking about 1991. But I'm saying we're living in a gloomy time. We're living in a dark time. But aren't you glad that you got somebody on your side that's going to see us through this thing? I mean, there's a lot of things. Well, what's going to happen to the world's economy? Well, I don't have an answer to that. Well, what's going to happen? Amen. What about, is it going to end up with World War III? You can about count on that. Can I get an amen on that one? What about germ warfare? What about gas warfare? What about nuclear warfare? I mean, listen, it's all at fingertips right now.
Amen.
Can I get a witness? I mean, you've got a president that's going to other countries and he's bowing down and he's apologizing.
Amen.
I need your help.
Yeah.
He's apologizing for America. I'm talking about America, amen, that's always been desired. They've been to the desire, amen, of this world. The United States of America has been. Can I get a witness? But you say, well, what about all of these things? Well, I don't know. Billy Graham, not long after 9/11 took place, he made a statement. He said, I don't know. He said, but I accept by faith that God is a God of love, mercy, and compassion, even in times of suffering and darkness. In other words, whatever we're going to have to face, God's going to be there. Hallelujah. Hey, how many's experienced him in the valley? Hallelujah. Whatever takes place, God's going to be there. Hey, I ain't never seen one of his children forsaken, amen, or begging bread. Ain't that the word of God? Thank the Lord for that. Hey, I know God's on my side. Thank the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We can stand with assurance that no matter what calamities take place, God's with us. Preacher, what if we are attacked again? God's going to be with us. Amen. Well, preacher, no matter what befalls this nation, no matter how the elections turns out, no matter if the economy crashes, amen. God has not left his throne. He's still on the throne. He's still God. Can I get an amen there? Amen. He's still in control. Hey, God ain't sitting up there. Amen. Hey, in a seat somewhere. Ain't on his throne. And twiddling his thumbs. Worrying what's going to happen there. I'm telling you, friend, God knows us. He knows the world situation. And he's, oh glory, hallelujah. Hey, we don't have nothing. He said, we will not fear. Not we will fear. Amen. We don't have nothing to fear. Jesus is still on the throne. How many believe God's going to bring out his perfect will on this nation?
Amen.
I'll tell you what his will on this nation is. The Bible says, amen, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.
Amen.
God ain't the Lord of this nation.
That's right.
So God's will is going to be perfected on this nation. What is it, preacher? Hey, we know it ain't going to get no better. How many's with me? We know it could if God willed it and God allowed it, but hey, I don't believe it's going to get no better, Andy. Amen. Hey, God will bring a perfect will upon his people. Amen. I'm glad I don't have nothing to worry about tonight. Somebody said, what if we're attacked and what if the nuclear bombs start blowing up? Glory to God. Hey, where was we at? It was Alan Sunday morning. Amen. Talking about being blowed up. He said, listen, don't threaten me with heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. Can't go blow up no farther than heaven. Praise God. You said, preacher, but don't that worry you. Don't that bother. Sure. Amen. I'm concerned how we're going to die, but we've got God on our side. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Amen. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Amen. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. Thy cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy. I don't get like that.
Amen.
We don't have to fret. God's perfect will is going to be on this nation. God's perfect will is going to be with his people. God's perfect will be with his church. But I believe we need to remember some things. God is still God.
Amen.
God ain't changed, folks.
Amen.
God's still God. How many believe God's still on the throne? Amen. How many believe? I like what Mom said. I'm glad that we don't serve. I'm glad we serve somebody that's real. Amen. That's alive. I told you the story about the Chinese restaurant where big old red Buddha was sitting there. Amen. He called him Happy Buddha. Amen. Listen, there ain't nothing happy about Buddha. You say, why? Because, hey, if I read the Bible right and I understand it right, and unless Buddha, amen, that God accepted the God, amen, you know where he's at? He's in hell tonight. Amen. Ain't nothing happy about him. You say, you're judging. Amen. Listen, glory, hallelujah. Mm-mm-mm. I'm just saying, no matter what calamities, God's still God. He's not changed. Amen. You said, preacher, what do you mean he ain't changed? He ain't changed his name to I was.
Amen.
He ain't changed his name to I used to be.
Amen.
Amen. He's still I am.
Amen.
Hey, boy, that ought to make us excited right there. Amen. Moses was wondering, what am I going to say? He said, just say, hey, just say the I am that I am has sent you. Hallelujah. That's all you got to go. Hey, God's still God. How many believe he's still alive? Hey, somebody say, oh, I ain't never been to the Middle East. I ain't neither. Somebody say, I ain't never seen the grave where they supposedly laid it. I ain't neither. My boy, old Harold O'Dear, if you ever get him, you ever got him started on, amen, visiting the Middle East, you ever heard him do that, brother? Tell about how he went over there and he laid his head. Hey, he'd get happy and slap them hands. Amen, glory to God. Hey, you know what? I don't have to go to the Middle East and see an empty tomb. How do you know he's real? Because he lives within my soul. If that tomb was still sealed up, I'd still believe he's alive.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody said, what if the stone wasn't rolled away, preacher? First of all, it wasn't rolled away that Jesus could get out.
Amen.
Did you hear what I said? It wasn't rolled. That day when the angels rolled that stone away, amen, they put that seal, when they sealed that tomb with that stone, they put guards there, amen, because they were afraid, amen, that somebody come and steal the body, and, amen, and make allegations, amen, but glory to God, when the angel appeared and rolled the stone away, it wasn't where he could get out, it was where me and you could get in the thing. Hallelujah. Remember Peter and John when they both ran to the tomb that day? Listen, he's still alive. How many really believes it? He's still blessing. How many believes he's still blessing? Can't raise your hand on that. You say, preacher, I just don't. Hey, you're alive. You're here. You good health. I ain't good health, preacher, but you're still alive. Amen. Preacher, I've got a headache. Amen. I do too. I really do. It ain't bad, but thank God I still feel the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. He's still God and he's still blessing us. Amen. He's still freeing. He's still redeeming. He's still the God of heaven. He's still the God of earth. You say, I thought there's principalities of, amen, of the air and the darkness of the air. Amen, they are. But God's still God of heaven and he's still God of the earth. Well, why does he allow what's happening, preacher? Why does he allow what's going on in the world? Let me tell you something. Hey, judgment day is a-coming. Amen, for America. Amen. He's not at once lost his power. He ain't at once lost his strength. He's still who he is and he's still God. Whatever problem you have in life, give it to God. Deuteronomy 4:39, know therefore this day, and consider it in thine heart, that the Lord, he is God in the heaven above, and upon the earth beneath, there is none else. God's God. We get wrapped up on questions sometimes. Where did God come from? Huh? You ever heard people, does lost people ever just come up with stupid questions?
Amen.
Where does God, if God's real, where did he come from? It don't matter. Amen. Hey, it doesn't matter. God's God.
Amen.
Amen. By the way, he created the heaven. He created the earth. Can I get a witness there? Somebody say, I believe in the Big Bang Theory too. God spoke it and bang, it was there. All God's people say it? Amen. Well, it evolved out of a little molecule, and it started this way, and it started that way. No, I believe exactly what the Bible says. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void. Amen. And darkness was upon the face. Can I get an amen there? Read the Word. How many believe that?
Amen.
He's still God of heaven, and He's still God of the earth. The power that was displayed when He created the heaven and the earth, guess what? He still has that same power. The power that He displayed at the Red Sea. You remember when He departed the waters, amen, for Pharaoh, or amen, for Moses, amen, in His arm. Hey, can I get an amen? Amen. And the Israelites, and you know what? You said one scientist said, well, the Red Sea wasn't, but at that time, probably 6 inches deep. Well, it's still amazing to me. Amen, that God killed Pharaoh and all that army in 6 inches of water. Now say amen. But I got better sense than that, don't you? Amen. The Bible says it come upon a heap, upon a heap. That means glory to God. There was a wall of water on this side. There's a wall of water on that side. And the same power that split the water and split the Red Sea, He still has that same power. Still has that same power. God is God. The power that was displayed in the Old Testament prophets. You remember Elijah? Amen. When he faced the prophets of Baal? Huh? And the prophets of the groves. You remember that? It wasn't just the prophets of Baal, but also the prophets of the groves there. I believe it was. If you read the Word, somebody help me.
Amen.
Oh, what's your story there? You remember the story? That they had a contest. The one that answered by fire would be the God. Amen. Boy, Baal and them started crying out. Amen. As a cutting themselves. I mean, man, had praying that God had sent, their God had sent the fire. Amen. Nothing ever came. Amen. Then old Elijah, amen. He dug a trench around it. Amen. Brought the wood and the sacrifice and laid it on the altar. Amen. Took how many buckets of water? 4 times 3. Ain't that right? How many is that? 12 buckets of water, and he soaked the wood. He soaked the sacrifice. It ran down. Glory to God. I remember that. And it filled, amen, the trench around it. Then God called, Elijah called on the God of heaven. Boy, I like that. I don't know about you. Amen. The Bible says, you say, well, preacher, what happened? God sent the fire from heaven, and it lapped up. Glory to God. It lapped up everything around it. More or less, I don't know, glory to God. Amen. All I can say is this. Amen. God's still God.
Amen.
The power that was displayed at Lazarus' tomb. You believe God can still do that today? How many really believe God can still do that today? You know why we don't see the dead raised today? It's because we don't have enough faith. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. God can still, glory, hallelujah. Now, widow of Nain, you ever thought about that? When they laid the hand on the, you said, but now these days, preacher, they take, I know back in the biblical days, they took spices, Mary Magdalene, all of them took spices to anoint the body of Jesus. You said, but now today they'll do what they call embalm them. And they'll drain all the blood out of the body and all of this stuff. But you know what? I'm still convinced if we're doing a funeral and God want to touch that briar.
Yeah.
Amen. God want to touch that casket. How many believe God could raise it?
Amen.
You know what would be the problem of today? It would scare half of us to death if it happened.
Amen.
The same power when he stepped out there. Amen. And said, Lazarus, come forth. He still has that same power.
Yes,
amen, preacher. The power that was displayed at the upper room. You know, glory to God, when his disciples were assembled together there, and all of a sudden he appeared to them in the upper room, the door being shut. How many remember that?
Amen.
He still has the same power.
Amen.
God's still God. The same power, amen, that was displayed there at the prison, the cell of Paul and Silas.
Amen.
The same power is still there. You know what this world needs and this nation needs? It needs God. This country was formed on the principles of God Almighty. We've got on our dollar bill, again, God we trust. Before it's over, you hear what I'm saying. Before it's over, they'll have that off of there. Yes, sir, because we've already got a president that says that we ain't a Christian nation. Amen, preacher, oh me, preacher, whatever. Amen. This country was formed on the principle of God. One nation under God. They've already been to dispute over that. Amen. Amen. God is the source of our strength. You couldn't be here tonight if you didn't have strength from God. God is the source of the strength of the United States of America. You believe that? You say, oh, but preacher, it's because of our military might. Whoa. It ain't because of our military power. We've got a great military. How many's with us? I believe we've got a great military. Amen. And we're feared by other countries. I think we're weakening, though, in the eyes of some of our other countries. Now say amen to that. But it ain't because, hey, we're the greatest nation because of our military might. Help me tonight. It ain't because, amen, listen, it ain't because, amen, of our coalitions or our foreign policies. Can I get an amen there? Hey, it's God. Hey, glory, hallelujah. It's not. It's because God has blessed this nation. You know why God's blessed the United States of America? Because it was founded under godly principles. It was founded under God. And when you pull God out of it, destruction is a coming to America. When you got a president that really don't want to back Israel, hey, guess what? A judgment, destruction's a coming. He's made the United States, I made this comment a minute ago. He's made this nation that you live in the desire of the whole world. God has made this nation the desire of the whole world. Why do you think you're getting so many people move into the United States? And these people wants to burn the flag. This is the 4th of July message. Amen. On November the 2nd. Praise the Lord. And these people wants to burn the flag. That gets under my skin. Amen. Listen to me. God's still blessing our nation and He's made it the greatest on earth. Can I get an amen? And it's only because we've recognized God as being God. He's blessed us with protection for some over 200 years.
Amen.
He's blessed us with prosperity. We ain't a third world country.
Amen.
But we're headed downward. Help me. He's blessed us with power. He's made this nation the desire. Listen, the Bible says in Psalm 118:8, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. He goes to verse 9, it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes.
Amen.
My confidence ain't in Obama.
Amen.
It ain't never been in Bush.
Amen.
Junior, Bush Senior. Can I get an amen? It sure wasn't in, amen, Bill Clinton, and it wasn't in Ronald Reagan. Can I get an amen there?
Amen.
Your trust belongs to God. God's taking care of us in the past. How many believe He's going to bring us through?
Amen.
Hebrews 13:5, for He said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. He's always been there for us, hasn't He? Angie, you jump to the pen. Do you know what God's doing? God's wanting this nation to repent. He's wanting churches to repent. He's wanting so-called Christians to repent. Amen. Listen, we've trampled on the statutes of God this nation has. This is what I'm saying. We've trampled on the statutes of God. You know what we've done? This nation has tucked its fist and shook it in the face of God. thrown him, amen, out of our government and the institutes, amen, governmental institutes. Amen, they've driven him out of the public schools now. Hey, when I was in school, you know what the teacher would do? Amen, she'd take a Bible story book. And she would read a Bible story and she would pray. Amen. I ain't but 43 year old. And I remember that in elementary school.
Amen.
Now, let's ask how many that prays before Christ takes up. And if they are any, God bless you and thank you. We need to commend those teachers, amen, that's putting their job on the line. And we've declared him irrelevant in our modern lives that we live. Let me believe it's time for the nation to repent. Churches to repent. Christian people to repent. We've murdered babies and call it a choice. Who would have thought the United States of America could murder the many, 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 many babies in the name of choice when it's murder?
Amen.
We've defiled our bodies with perversion of homosexuality. We called it an alternate lifestyle. We filled our nation, amen, with every fleshly sin you can think of. I mean, think about it. Adultery. Say amen. Pornography. Drug abuse. This little four-year-old girl in the intensive care unit at Grace Hospital because some devil, amen, laced it with some type of drug. Now, I'm going to tell you something that got me. I know we try to have something for an alternative, amen, to Halloween. You know why we do that? We try to do that to keep our kids from going to other places to get the candy.
Amen.
And I'm just going to be honest with you, going to share you my heart, amen. We should never give the devil any credit on Halloween night. Because you know why? You say, well, man, that's just awful. Well, it was the devil's night. What do you think's going to happen? Help the preacher, would you?
Amen.
I was having some things printed at ATEC Business Advantage this week. And Josh was with me. And they made a comment, the person that was working there. And I asked him if I could have a piece of candy. It was laying there, and I got a piece of candy. It was laying there for people to get. And he said, I'm hooked on that stuff. And Josh said, well, did you go last night and get you some? He said, no, sir. In other words, he let him know I don't have nothing to do with Halloween. He said, I don't even give out candy. You know why? You're participating in it. You know what that done? That slapped me right in the face. Somebody help me. Truth hurts sometimes, don't it? Amen. And I'm thinking, my. Amen. What else do we expect? We think that's terrible. We think that's awful. This baby might be about to die. But it's the devil's night. And then Christian people let their kids dress up like the devil. And get out. Somebody say amen. And then get out there, you witches. Hey, let me tell you something. The devil knows what he was doing when he put that knight into play. What's the most... Boy, it's going... I know it's quiet and that's all right. You're listening. When our kids think of Christmas, it's Santa Claus. It's a present. That's the first thing that comes to their mind. You know what it ought to be implanted in your child's mind? Christmas. The birth of Jesus.
Amen.
But it ain't that way. It's so commercialized now. It ain't that. Easter ain't nothing but a bunny rabbit and an Easter egg. The first thing that ought to come to our kids' mind is that's when Jesus rose from the dead. Let me tell you something. If we ain't painting that picture in our kids' mind, amen, we're doing wrong as parents. You can get mad at the preacher. Somebody say amen. But it's still the truth.
Amen. Bless you, Lord.
1 Peter 4:17 says something of this nature. For the time has come that judgment must begin at work. The house of God. You know what? Too long the church has tried to make itself appealing to the world. You know why our church is in a mess? We're trying to make our churches appealing to the outside. That's the reason they're putting coffee shops. That's the reason they're wearing their bathing suit. That's the reason, amen, they have Halloween, amen, on a Sunday night. And I know what some of you thought Sunday morning when I made the comment, why in the world Christmas is on Sunday? And I couldn't get a real big amen Sunday, and I didn't, and that's all right. But let me tell you something. Well, I've got family. We do things on that day. Yeah, but does your family come before God?
Amen.
Other plans ought to be made different this year. Amen. This is the birth of Jesus that we're celebrating. No way will we cancel Sunday morning service. No way will we cancel Sunday night service just because you can get a present under the tree. Say amen. Amen. It's compromised the holiness of God until it's no longer, the church is no longer recognizable as the bride of Christ. No power. No power over Satan. No power over sin. No power to win the lost. The church has become more concerned over activities and entertainment than they have with evangelism. Did you hear me? You know what our young people ought to be doing? Amen. They need to be out being taught how to knock on a door. Somebody say amen out there. Boy, we quiet. The world needs to see a church. That's a church. We don't need more than a church. We need a church. This world needs to see a church that still believes that God can do miracles. We still need a church of God. The world can see that the church has touched heaven. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm talking about in worship. Amen. In intercession before God. The world needs to see that. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. It's all stand to our feet, if you will. We need a church and people that have put Him first in our lives.
Amen.
Seek Him daily. Trust more than in our own abilities. I preach what the Lord's laid on my heart. Got some on the altar. This altar's open if you need to pray.
All minds and hearts clear.